Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know. I'm hoping this is more of a joyous day. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of a diehard Steeler fan. What I would have seen yesterday would have been greatly encouraging to me. Forget everything else. Just forget everything else. You have a quarterback. You have a quarterback in an offense that's capable against somebody. Yes, I know it was only the Bengals. Bengals are second last in the NFL in points now that they've given up 44. What were they, fourth, third, last? I don't know. Well, last year, the Arizona Cardinals came here, second last in the NFL. Did the Steelers take advantage of that? I must have missed that. I could rattle off 15 crap teams they faced, crap defenses, in the last however many years that they've been unable to take advantage of to anything like what happened yesterday. 44 points and 500-plus yards. That's what you do to teams like that. It's what you should do. So to me, I would be ecstatic if I were a Steeler fan. This would be a day of joy. Yeah, the defense gave up points. A lot of teams do to Cincinnati. They have a superstar at quarterback and two great receivers, but they also forced that quarterback into three turnovers. They stopped him on the opening series of the game, three and out. Keanu Benton, by the way, first two plays of the game, made two very nice plays. They stopped him at the end of the half. And those are the types of weighty possessions, to borrow a phrase, that can help win a game for you. And then in the second half, I mean, the last touchdown, I think you're in prevent defense at that point. But bottom line, you scored a touchdown on defense. You gave up 31, so it's a net 24. I'll take it. Net 24. That includes three turnovers from your defense. To me, that's so far the secondary story here to the fact that the Steelers have a quarterback. That was vintage, Russ, by the way. And Bob, I didn't know that guy still existed. And I know, let's just have a little disclaimer at the top. It happened against the Bengals, okay? Why don't you tape me saying that, or tape Bob saying that in his deepest voice and use that as a disclaimer, seriously, so we don't have to keep saying it. Bob, can you say in your best TV broadcast voice, yes, it was against the Bengals.
Yes, but it was only against the Bengals.
See how he spiced that up? Limits. That's why we pay him the big bucks here on Pomp and Joe. It's a beautiful thing.
Ain't that the truth?
412-928-9370.
But the thing about Russell Wilson is when he became available, I remember listening to some people who were ripping him for a lot of different things, like the game is over, he's not the same, they got rid of him twice, blah, blah, blah. But I saw last year's statistics, we talked about it when it would happen, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Throughout his entire career, you can look at all his stats. The one that jumps out to me is his efficiency with the low amount of interceptions, given how many times he's thrown the ball. He just doesn't throw a lot of interceptions, you know, and last year was the same in Denver. So that made me think this guy might still have something left. I don't know what, but, you know, if Denver's going to pay his salary, it's one of the best moves anyone made in this offseason to bring him in. I'm surprised more teams weren't, given how many quarterback needs there are in the NFL. And maybe it was just his choice. Maybe there were others.
They were probably scared off by the stories out of Denver. You know, the personnel. That's what I think they were. I didn't agree with them, which is why I was among the first on board, Bob, when Peter King would come on with me and Ron and say, he kept saying Russell Wilson at the end. The season wasn't even over last season. He said, there's no way Mike Tomlin's coming to camp with Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett as his two quarterbacks. He said, in a name that I keep hearing. If you can look that up at some point today, oh, limitless wonder. And I know you have a lot on your plate right now.
Well, you do put a lot on his plate.
If you can look up...
Austin, I'm never going to ask you to do stuff while you're doing other stuff, while you're doing other stuff, and while you're doing other stuff. And he just continues to bark these demands to you.
I'll put it on my laundry list.
Find, if you would, Peter King. Just type in Peter King, Ron Cook, Russell Wilson. It was the Cook and Joe show then. It's the Pomp and Joe show now. But no, Bob, I think you might have been predisposed for a moment there. I came back and talked about how I would be absolutely joyous as a Steeler fan today, because to me, by far, the biggest story of the day was Russell Wilson and an offense. And yes, do you have the disclaimer already? Yes, it was only the Bengals. I get it. But last year they had an Arizona defense come in that was also second last in the whole NFL. Yeah. Did they take advantage of that?
Yes, but it was only against the Bengals.
Please go, Bob.
No, you're right. Not only that, it was Arizona. Who else? New England. They came in after that, too. Two teams that they should have clobbered based on statistics. Here's an interesting stat. And stats guy Daniel, who does a good job covering Steeler kind of interesting stats, says the Steelers are the only team in the NFL this season to win both a game they didn't score a touchdown. They're 2-0 when they don't score a touchdown. And a game where they allowed 5 touchdowns. So that goes to show you what I talked about at the beginning. We were mentioning how they can beat you. They can do it in a variety of ways.
That's a beautiful thing to me. I mean, obviously you want to play a little better defensively. Please don't get me wrong.
No, absolutely.
But you forced the guy into 3 turnovers. You had key stops and you scored a defensive touchdown. You should win that game every single time against that Bengals defense if your defense has a net of 24. 412-928-9370. Phone lines, Bob, are lit up like Malzy at a craft beer house.
Good. Glad
Crowley,
to see that.
People like Crowley learning that Neil Brown was fired.
No, I think he probably expected that. So there wasn't, although he's excited. I'm sure he was excited. That's going to be another interesting, what country roads will lead somebody home there. I'm not wondering who it may be.
How about Rich Rod coming back?
Rich Rod's
like
a name.
That,
well, he's done well at Jackson State. They've turned that program around under his watch. Not that it's... a big-time program, but they've gone up into the status, so...
Let's look at Buffalo for a minute, Bob. And that was a great game last night. Both games were great. And they're going to be tough to beat. But they're not without warts either. And they might be a decent matchup in the sense that they give up a lot on the ground, yards per carry. You saw what San Fran did to them for a while last night. I think absolutely... I mean, come on. This Steelers team... would have so much of a better chance of hanging around with that Buffalo team than last year. And I know TJ Watt didn't play, so it was kind of skewed from the beginning. But I guess I'm mostly talking whether it became a game in the 30s, mm-hmm. 20s or 30s. I don't know. I'd feel much better about that. I don't think I would predict the Steelers to win that kind of matchup. And we might see that matchup in the divisional round. Who knows? But I would feel so much better and feel like they have a legit shot. You know, that's what I'm feeling. There's nothing that's dissuaded me from feeling like the Steelers are legitimate contenders again, finally.
Yeah, I mean, I have to look at it the same way. The defense is good enough to make plays when they have to make plays. The offense can win by running the football well, and they can also throw the ball now. And Russell Wilson's a guy who doesn't make mistakes generally. You can discard the first one. That was a weird situation. But normally he's very good about when to get rid of the ball. You notice sometimes when he's rolling, he just throws right in the ground as long as he's out of the tackle box. He's smart back there. He knows what he's doing.
Injury report brought to you by Shenderova, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Alex Highsmith out again, but man, was Herbig. He was good again. He played like 80% of the snaps. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. So it's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, let's get to the phone lines, oh limitless wonder.
Well, let's start with Joe in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, number one, very encouraged, and that can even move forward with number one, we finally have quarterbacks, you know. And yesterday, after sitting in the stands and watching over the past several games, the middle of the field open, and they don't throw it, yesterday they did. How many times did they throw it over the middle? Yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati made that so available. They just ignored the entire...
What were they doing? How many times did you have a running back leak out and run the middle?
Just leak out, and they knew it was going to happen, and they couldn't stop it.
God, do they stink.
Absolutely. You're sitting in the stands, and I'm up in the middle on the 50, and, you know, at the games, and you see this open. Now, why aren't they throwing it over the middle? They do that. It opens up more for the running game. It opens more up for the down the lines on the side. The other thing that you're very encouraged about is Baltimore lost the game again. That was great. And then as far as discouraged, we got, you know, something has to happen with Pickens and, you know, stupid plays like that.
Well, we're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about him at the top of the hour, and I appreciate the call. Man, just this Justin Tucker meltdown. He might be single-handedly keeping Lamar from winning MVP. If they're sitting here with 9 or 10 wins, then he is still very much in that conversation, if not the leader. I know there's bigger issues than that, but Tucker has been a disaster of all the people.
Well, of all the people, right? And yesterday he accounted for 7 points. That game changes dramatically if he makes those kicks,
yeah,
as it did in the Pittsburgh game here. You know, I think if he makes the kicks he's supposed to make, the second half of that game changes a little bit, and the outcome may have changed as well. So, yes, you're right. But kickers go through this. We saw Boswell a few years ago.
He had that 1 year.
Yeah, that 1 year where they were due a payment. They kind of held back on it. They weren't sure what they're going to do. It's just part of that. It's a mental challenge. It is.
I mean,
it's like golf when you go bad.
Yes,
when you start shanking the ball. Now you know, Joe, because you play. When it starts in your head and you can't control it, and you got to figure out a way to get that and exercise that demon in your mind.
Oh, I can feel it with him. You really can't. I think about golf when I watch those guys hit the ball, and I watch Boswell. Nice, follow through. He's confident that everything's going down the middle. And Tucker, they said almost every miss, I know one was different yesterday, has been to the left.
One went to the right yesterday, which means he's trying to compensate like a golfer does. Oh, I keep coming back to golf, but it's true.
It's almost painful to watch.
It is.
Because you can just tell what he's going through. Listen, but he's costing them maybe the division and costing Lamar the MVP single-handedly. Meanwhile, Boswell's unbelievable. He's the fourth most accurate kicker in NFL history, Chris Boswell.
Yeah, he may be the best kicker in the game right now. I don't know that anyone else.
Harrison Butker is one of all time. I forget who's two. Justin Tucker is either two or three, and Boswell's four. Boswell may finish his career as the most accurate kicker who ever lived. And if he didn't have that weird season, he'd already be that.
He'd be that guy. Yep.
That outlier.
He is the Steelers version of La Machine when Chuck Knoll was describing Gary Anderson that way. And he went, remember Gary Anderson go to the show about the life of a kicker? In Minnesota, he had the entire season of perfect kicks. But the one kick he needed in the postseason, he didn't make.
Who was, their offensive coordinator, Bob, those Vikings? Brian Billick.
Was it Billick? Wow.
Yes.
But it was, the Bill Buckner moment. You remember a lot of things in Minnesota. All they remember is a missed kick he made. But he was perfect the entire year.
Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Next.
Well, let's go to Mark on the road.
It's like the deli line, Bob, at your Giant Eagle.
Yeah, it gets a little complicated when you're in that line. Sometimes you got to wait.
Little anger sometimes in that line. Do you push people in line, Bob?
No, I always defer. I go to the back. I don't like that. I don't like it. No matter who it is, you shouldn't. There's a line. Take the line.
Have you ever gotten into a physical altercation in a game?
No.
Has anybody pushed you in a scrum?
No.
Never?
No. I give off. I give off a pretty good vibe. I'm respectful of everyone.
I saw Bob Smyzik push a guy in Toronto. It was incredible.
What?
Because the guy pushed him.
Well, I mean, if someone's
a lot of you TV people tend to be very pushy from behind. That the reporters are already in a scrum, in come the cameras and the TV people.
Oh, you're talking about in a media setting?
Yes, in a locker room.
I try to hold as many microphones because I know how to. You know how tired your arm gets though.
Yeah,
when you're straddled over a bench or something, twisting your body, you got to hold a microphone or three for about 8 minutes. Try that.
I know. Well, I had a guy hit me with the microphone. In the New York Rangers locker room during a playoff series.
I know someone who patted you on the head.
That was you. I jumped over an equipment bag to get Henrik Lundqvist, or else I wouldn't have gotten the quotes because I couldn't reach that far. So I jumped over the bag and apparently jumped in front of a TV shot. And this guy from Quebec or somewhere went crazy on me and cracked me with a mic.
And you're not the kind of guy who's going to sit there calmly and accept that.
No, I let him know how I felt when we got back to the room. Saying, what am I supposed to not do my job? You're more important than me, so I shouldn't get the... It got real ugly.
But he may say, are you more important to me to jump in my shot?
Well,
this
I
is
didn't
my
know
shot.
Then move your shot, because we all have the right to interview the goalie. I'm sorry,
this
sir.
This is why I always... I think a simple solution to all this is just make it so that there's some sort of... podium available.
Yeah.
They do that in a lot of times, for coaches, but I think even post-game, it's better to do that in some of the scrum in the locker room. There's a lot of things going on in the locker room that you have to be aware of, not the least of which are naked people. And television, in the background, you can see people lurking back there. If you're not careful, you'll put it on.
Has that happened to you before?
I've seen it happen, yes, to a lot of people.
That's horrible. I'm sorry, sir. We've interrupted your call. In fact, it never began. How are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
We're sorry. We filibustered there.
No, that's okay. Just wanted to mention a few things from the game yesterday. Definitely very encouraged after watching the game yesterday. About the defense, I really enjoyed seeing them dial up the blitz a little bit more in this game. I definitely think that benefited them, especially with the turnovers that it led to. Joey Porter Jr., I definitely think he is a great corner. I think he covers really well. I think he was in really good positions yesterday. I think he just kind of got caught with retaliating in some of those handsy calls.
Well, we're going to get to that.
Those aggressive receivers.
We're going to get to that at the top of the hour as well. Him and Pickens as sort of lightning rod stories from yesterday. What's your third point quickly?
Yeah, Steelers offense. I was really glad to see that they were really aggressive yesterday in their game plan and they were able to execute it. But in addition to that, I would like to say that I do think the Steelers Nation Let's Ride clips of Bob from early in the year are warranted, given Russell's really great play yesterday and the week before. But thank you, gentlemen.
I think it's warranted, too. So let's hear him, me, and Donnie Football with our very best Let's Ride after they signed Russ.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride. You like it, Bob?
I remember doing that. I totally forgot until the guy brought it up. Now I remember.
Man, I love their aggressiveness too. Fourth quarter, leading the game, and they're in a sort of a hurry-up offense, going for the kill. I kind of like that. Didn't love Russ's throw against Baltimore earlier this year, sort of in that situation. But that was a different scenario, different style game.